local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number three on a Monday. Good afternoon. Joe and Austin with you on Pensacola right now, getting you caught up to speed on everything happening in your world today. It is March 25th, 2024. Is it hard to believe that we're already almost through March,
yes,
heading into April?
Very much so.
I feel like I say that every month, but just happens, and then here we are. But as we get rolling here, 6:12, Joe Neubauer's got the forecast for tomorrow. Could be a bumpy ride, especially early on in the morning. So we'll get details on that. A couple situations on the roadways we've had to monitor over the last hour or so. So we'll get caught up here in just a couple of minutes. We do start with today's top three stories, the first of which in New York. Former President Trump says he will quickly be able to post bond after an appeals court significantly lowered the amount today.
And if I were not running, or if I were doing poorly like everyone else has done, because they're all gone, they're all knocked out except for crooked Joe Biden, if I were doing poorly, this wouldn't be happening. None of these trials would have been happening.
The court reduced the bond from $454 million to $175 million, and he has 10 days to make the payment. Again, though, Trump claimed that he's the victim of a corrupt judge and an attorney general, Letitia James, he calls a thug. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today canceling plans to send a delegation to Washington this week.
We believe that, number one, a full-scale invasion of Rafah would be a mistake. It would be a mistake not just because of the civilian harm that it would cause, which would be immense.
That is State Department spokesman Matt Miller, who called the move surprising and unfortunate. Netanyahu decided this after the U.S. decided against vetoing the U.N. Security Council resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire, which is the first time they have taken that position. And here locally, tragedy after family members today confirming that the three-year-old child who was hit by an SUV last night did pass away. According to Channel 3, the child identified as Levi Austin Williams. His grandmother talked to our good friend Tanner Stewart.
He was enjoying his day out. He got to play on the swing set and dig in the dirt like a little boy. 1 second, it was gone. That's how quick they will take off.
She says that Levi was autistic and had crossed a fenced-in area during a family crawfish boil. FHP says he walked out in front of the SUV on Blue Angel Parkway, and the driver could not stop in time. So tragic update there. 6:15, Austin, how are the roads looking right now?
Thank you very much, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Meal planning is work, so let Fresh from Florida help. Learn what's in season and browse hundreds of recipes at freshfromflorida.com. Eat healthier with Fresh from Florida. There is sunshine in every single bite. Looking at the traffic here. Over the course of our show this evening, we've had issues here and there on Pensacola Boulevard, a little bit on Gulf Breeze Parkway, just south of Three Mile Bridge. And that's whether it be due to accidents or construction. But it appears all of the issues in those areas have cleared out. The only spots where you're going to see some is maybe just if you're traveling south on Pensacola towards 9.5 mile road. But that's very minor at this time. So outside of that, there's not much that's going to hold you up for too long.
All right. And again, with the forecast, here's meteorologist Joe Neubauer.
Looking ahead to Tuesday, we have a high chance of rain Tuesday morning and a chance for severe weather Tuesday morning, too. The storms begin to move in around 5, 6 o'clock in the morning from the west. They're out of here as we get towards 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So through those morning commute hours and even those later morning hours, stay weather aware. Some storms on Tuesday morning could produce gusty winds, possibly some tornadoes, and very heavy rainfall. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer. Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. Continuing on with our local headlines today, the Escambia Sheriff's Office today mourning the loss of a deputy after a long battle with an illness. On Facebook, the Sheriff's Office confirmed that Deputy First Class Albert Calber died peacefully last night, surrounded by family and friends. He's been a deputy since 2013. The sheriff's office says he had a positive impact on all of those who he came into contact with. Also today, a Pensacola woman that set her roommate on fire after an argument was sentenced to 15 years in prison.
That's right. Prosecutors say 25-year-old Darnicky Jones sprayed her former roommate and her belongings with lighter fluid, then lit her on fire by throwing a cigarette last June. The victim was severely injured when a can of hairspray exploded. Now has severe burns over 30% of her body. A jury acquitted Jones last Thursday on attempted murder charges, but she will spend 15 years in prison for arson, then another decade on probation. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
All right, thank you, David. Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson says the Star Foundation has now been approved for its nonprofit 501c3 license.
This is to help deputies in need, but also to help the community, and hopefully the community will help us.
Johnson says that the organization has already planned out 3 annual fundraisers, including a skeet shoot, rodeo, and a golf tournament. And they're also now able to take donations from members of the community. So very cool update there. Also, weather permitting, the Blue Angels, who came back home last week, will have their first public practice session of the 2024 season.
We are so excited to be headed your way this 2024 show season to bring to you the world-famous Blue Angels flight demonstration.
New Blue Angel number 7, Lieutenant Connor O'Donnell. On practice days, the Blue Angels will take to the skies at 10:30. NAS Pensacola says visitor access to the west gate of the base on Blue Angel Parkway will start at 9 a.m., any non-DOD cardholders wishing to visit Barrancas National Cemetery must enter through the front gate. We'll take a break there. State and national headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
It's the biggest party of the year, coming April 6th.
Pensacola Little Theater presents Cabaret. Express yourself. Come paint the town red. Pensacola Little Theater transforms the entire building and the surrounding block into an indoor and outdoor entertainment complex for one unforgettable night. You'll find yourself winding through the bands, DJs, flash mobs, ballerinas, singers, dancers, and so much more, including 6 open bars and culinary art. Don't miss the biggest party of the year, Cabaret.
Get your tickets now at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
Exciting news, the data revolution is on the rise once again. Data Revolution is seeking a second-tier engineer with at least 2 to 3 years of experience in IT, networks, voice over IP, and cybersecurity. Data Revolution's competitive salary is based on experience, and their comprehensive benefit packages include a medical stipend, matching 401k, flexible work hours, starting with 3 weeks of PTO, 10 paid holidays, profit sharing, and more. This is not remote or work from home. To learn more about this opportunity, send your resume to resume@datarevs.com.
Join Makia of Fleet Feet and their guest at 9 a.m. this Wednesday for Fleet Feet's updates on running and walking clubs, Fleet Feet's new shoe lines, and upcoming events. Check out their new store on Garden Street, downtown Pensacola, across from Everman. Get your Fit ID scan in the store, and it's not just for runners, it's for everyone who wears shoes. Tune in to Pep Talk for more information.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 6:25 here, we'll get another very quick check of the roads and weather. Looking around at our usual suspects, looking around Pensacola, but also Gulf Breeze Parkway, Navarre Parkway, Caroline Street, you know the gist. Looking at all of these areas here, there does not appear to be any congestion on the road. So if you're dealing with problems wherever you may be, they should not be holding you up for too long.
Stormy and windy conditions as we head overnight into Tuesday morning. We're already under wind advisory for gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. The storms will begin to move in at around 5, 6 o'clock in the morning there on Tuesday. They'll start out west. They'll move in through the morning here in northwest Florida, and they'll be out by about 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon to the east. Some of the storms could produce damaging wind gusts, a couple tornadoes, and obviously some heavy rainfall. Highs will be in the 70s. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you very much, Joe. 6:24 right now. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today, the big headline is that the governor has signed the bill that puts restrictions on social media use by children.
With things like social media and all this, you can have a kid in the house, safe seemingly, and then you have predators that can get right in there into your own home. You could be doing everything right, but they know how to manipulate these different platforms.
Among other things, the measure prevents children under 16 from opening a social media account, although 14 and 15-year-olds can set up accounts with parental permission. Free speech advocates are promising a court challenge over the bill, which takes effect in January, provided the legal wranglings get settled before then. So we'll see.
And more Americans rescued from Haiti are now safe in Florida. The Florida Division of Emergency Management announced that 9 Americans were on a plane that landed last night at Orlando International. This comes after a plane carrying 21 Americans landed Saturday night. Director Kevin Guthrie says that the goal is to fly people out every day.
Measles, 11th measles case of the year now confirmed. The state health department tied the disease to a patient between 55 and 59 in Martin County. The person recently traveled outside of the country. There have been 9 cases reported in Broward, majority of those at a local elementary school. The 10th was found in Polk County.
And Senator Rick Scott sounding the alarm as he calls for freedom and democracy in Cuba with a new immigration crisis feared. Scott says the Biden administration needs to stop the policy of appeasing the communist regime and start holding the dictatorship accountable for human rights atrocities.
This is the same communist regime that for decades has been the root of the instability we see across Latin America. The communist Cuban regime props up other dangerous dictators like Maduro in Venezuela and Ortega in Nicaragua.
Scott says that, Scott says that not only threatens the region and the national security of the United States, people have been protesting in Cuba during one of the island's worst economic and energy emergencies amidst food shortages and blackouts.
Carnival Cruise Line will continue its service between Northeast Florida and the Bahamas for at least another 2 years. Jaxport reached an agreement with the company to extend its operation into 2026. The nearly 2,700-passenger Carnival Elation offers year-round sailing from that port. Looking at our national headlines, the death of University of Missouri student Riley Strain is being ruled accidental in Nashville. That's according to preliminary autopsy results. His body was found in the Cumberland River on Friday after he was kicked out of a bar earlier in the month. A Nashville police spokesperson says while toxicology results and a final autopsy are still pending, there appears to be no foul play.
And the Texas Department of Public Safety says enforcement of a new immigration law will focus on the border if it's allowed to take effect. A spokesman says that troopers would only arrest illegal migrants they see crossing the Rio Grande. He pushed back against Interior Enforcement, saying they would not check a driver's immigration status during traffic stops. However, that conflicts with how the law is written. There are no geographical constraints, and it allows judges to order immediate deportations. A federal appeals court has put the law on hold as suits play out.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. tomorrow is expected to announce his running mates. Of course, there was a lot of noise and speculation over whether that could be New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Right now, it doesn't appear that to be the case, as many believe that Kennedy will likely choose lawyer and mega donor Nicole Shanahan. The move could give his long shot bid an influx of cash and some momentum as he aims to get on more state ballots.
And former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is offering some advice to his successor. On CBS's Face the Nation, McCarthy said that Speaker Mike Johnson shouldn't be afraid of a motion to vacate. McCarthy said he doesn't believe Johnson will be ousted as Speaker. This is after Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene filed a motion to vacate Johnson due to his support for a bipartisan spending bill that was ultimately signed into law.
And Boeing CEO will step down at the end of 2024 as part of a management shakeup.
Let's not avoid the need to slow down a bit and let the supply chain catch up. We got to get at that, just like we got at the rest. And we will get through that.
That's Dave Calhoun. He and two other executives will be leaving the company amid safety concerns as it relates to the door plug blowout incident. Calhoun called it a watershed moment for Boeing and that the company must continue to respond to this accident with humility and complete transparency. 6:29, just before our Fox News update here, we'll get a recap of today's top three stories if you're just checking in. Today, an appeals court lowered the amount of Donald Trump's New York civil fraud trial bond. So it was $454 million. Now it's $175 million. He has 10 days to make that payment. Trump today saying that he will easily be able to do that in cash if he so chooses. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has canceled the plans to send a delegation to Washington this week. We talked about this last week, that the U.S. was requesting that. But the State Department says that the move is surprising and unfortunate. The reason why Netanyahu canceled the plans is because the U.S. decided against vetoing the U.N. Security Council resolution of an immediate ceasefire, first time the U.S. has taken that position. And here locally, the family of a three-year-old boy who was hit by an SUV last night, confirming today that he passed away. Levi Austin Williams is his name. According to Channel 3, is autistic and crossed a fenced-in area during a family crawfish boil right near Blue Angel Parkway. 6:30, we'll get a look at what's happening in the sports landscape tonight. Coming up next.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. A date of April 15th has been set by a New York City judge for former President Trump's hush money trial. Fox's Lydia Hu reports.
That was not the events that the former president was hoping to unfold at court. This hearing was an effort by his legal team to try to get that case either dismissed or delayed.
Trump is accused of using campaign funds in exchange for a porn actress to keep quiet about an affair she claims they had. Two mansions owned by rap music legend Sean P. Diddy Combs searched by law enforcement today. Fox's Jonathan Hunt is in Los Angeles.
Heavily armed agents raided Combs' mansion and were seen escorting several people from the property before investigators moved in. While in Miami, some agents arrived at Combs' waterfront property there by boat. We are told by our sources that this is a sex trafficking investigation.
Combs has not been charged. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi,
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. A federal judge today dismissed a lawsuit by Elon Musk's X Corporation against the nonprofit Center for Countering Digital Hate, which has documented the increase in hate speech on the former Twitter since the Tesla owner bought it. In dismissing the suit, U.S. District Court Judge Charles Breyer wrote that Musk's lawsuit was unabashedly and vociferously about one thing, punishing the nonprofit for its study. With the merger of special purpose acquisition company Digital World Acquisition and Trump Media and Technology Group now complete, the new company will make its stock market debut tomorrow. Trump Media, parent of former President Trump's Truth Social site, will trade under the ticker symbol DJT, Trump's initials. Shares of the SPAC, Digital World.
It's Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event, and Feedmore Imports is offering low APR rates to help celebrate. How low? How about 0% for 60 months on all 2024 Tiguan models? Or take $2,000 in customer cash and 1.9% for 60 months on all 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport models. Or take $3,000 in customer cash. It's time to celebrate and get behind the wheel of a Volkswagen SUV or crossover today. There's plenty to go around, but with rates like these, they may not be around for long. And don't forget about the 2024 Jetta, Golf GTI, and Golf R. They're all available, too, at Feedmore Imports. Celebrate the Volkswagen 75th anniversary sales event at Feedmore Imports today. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit is PCI. Must take delivery by April 30th, 2024. See dealer for details.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. Had a good conversation about the Baptist demolition, the old site location, and what's being done there. Also talked about concurrency, why we don't have it, who says they're for it, but then why don't we actually have it in practice? Also talked about that horrific attack in Moscow, of course, over the weekend, as well as jailed American journalist Evan Gerskovich. And talked with Gulf Breeze Police Chief Rick Hawthorne about traffic and speed enforcement on Three Mile Bridge. Listen to all of this at newsradio923.com.
This is Zach Gelb of the CBS Sports Minute. March Madness is defined by the upsets, and after 1 week of the tournament, no two teams disappointed more than Auburn and Kentucky, who were upset by Yale and Oakland, respectively. Auburn and Kentucky on paper are primed for deep runs, but in the first round, both teams made so many sloppy decisions that they were sent home early. It never gets old when Cinderella teams work their magic, but days later, I'm still mystified by the little things the Tigers and Wildcats couldn't do to survive in advance. I'm Zach Gelb.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
I wanna sink to the bottom with you. I wanna sink to the bottom with you. The ocean is big and blue. I just wanna sink to the bottom with you.
A tad repetitive there, but it works. Just past 6:35 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Let's see, another quick check of the roads and weather. And when I say quick, I mean it. It's been pretty smooth sailing this afternoon. Had a couple of accidents previously during the show, but we haven't had anything lately. Looks like no congestion on the road. So if you're dealing with problems wherever you may be, they should hopefully not hold you up for too long.
Looking ahead to Tuesday, we have a high chance of rain Tuesday morning and a chance for severe weather Tuesday morning, too. The storms begin to move in around 5, 6 o'clock in the morning from the west. They're out of here as we get towards 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So through those morning commute hours and even those later morning hours, stay weather aware. Some storms on Tuesday morning could produce gusty winds, possibly some tornadoes, and very heavy rainfall. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you very much, Joe. 6:38 here at News Radio 92.3. Some of the top headlines in the world of sports. The first in Major League Baseball. It was about an hour ago where Dodger star Shohei Ohtani spoke to the media in Los Angeles. A statement that first he read, he and his new interpreter took turns in Japanese and English, saying he's innocent of the gambling allegations against him.
So I never bet on baseball or any other sports, or never have asked somebody to do it on my behalf. And I have never went through a bookmaker to bet on sports.
So that was the first time that Ohtani and the new interpreter spoke to the public since the allegations came out involving his former interpreter. So that was a big story there. Also, we are exactly to the day, a month away from the NFL draft.
Wow.
And today and this week, the NFL owners' meetings are taking place, and this is when they will vote on and enact some new rules for the upcoming season and beyond. One of them that we talked about last week, well, actually both of them we talked about last week, the what is it called? The swivel hip drop tackle.
Right. That's what they're called.
Where the player, a tackler, will leave his feet and just basically fly through the air, grab the defender, and then just pull him down at the hip. This has led to a lot of lower body injuries, so the NFL is looking to outlaw that. They passed that today. Owners voted that. The other one that I don't know that they voted on yet, but I would expect them to and pass it, is the switch to the XFL version of the kickoffs.
Yeah.
So that is something to watch out for as well. Also, the Dolphins are looking at Odell Beckham Jr. to join their wide receiver corps. So you talk about Tyreek Hill, provided he keeps his names out of the papers, and Jalen Waddle, provided he stays healthy for a good stretch of the season. Potentially adding Odell Beckham is a tantalizing thought for their offense.
Star-studded cast there.
I would argue that the Dolphins should probably be wise to spend their money on players who enjoy playing in cold weather. but well, I digress.
Well, and I think it's just, we talked about this in hour one. He's been dealing with statistical slumps. He's been dealing with injury, kind of a dramatic player at times.
You know, I'll say it. One of the most overrated players in NFL history.
A lot of people agree with you. Yeah, that's not a very hot take.
If the rookie season catch
didn't happen,
doesn't happen.
he clearly is very talented. You're not playing in the NFL if you're not. You're not going to LSU if you're not. But yeah, you know, he's not some all time. Like, I think some people would pop the question on Facebook, is this guy a Hall of Famer? No, he's not. Like, I don't believe he is. So yeah, he's a decent wide receiver, but past his prime, just a big name at this point. So especially with the talent that the Dolphins already have, probably not going to get paid a lot if he does land a deal with them. Because as you said, their priority should be elsewhere. Let's see some basketball headlines here. Sweet 16 has been set on the men's side of things. Unfortunately, if you're a fan of Cinderella's like everybody else in America, it only has two teams below a seeding of 5. 6 seed Clemson and 11 seed NC State. Play for the Sweet 16 will begin Thursday night. Got some big coaching changes going around already. James Madison's Mark Byington is heading to Vanderbilt. The Dukes just lost to the Duke Blue Devils. Yeah, I know it's kind of confusing. In the round of 32 yesterday. And also Washington State's Kyle Smith is heading to Stanford. Under Smith, the Cougars also made the round of 32 before falling to Iowa State. And then on the women's side, we've got games going on right now. It's the second half of the round of 32. Already got a couple games booked. Notre Dame beat Ole Miss, rather. NC State beat Tennessee. A couple games on currently. UConn facing Syracuse, beating them by 10 in the fourth quarter there. And Indiana only losing to Oklahoma by 2 in the third quarter, so that's a good game at this point. Iowa and West Virginia, of course, headliner there being Caitlin Clark. That game's going to tip off in just over 20 minutes. UCLA and Creighton as well. That's going to be on ESPN2. And then after the Iowa game, it's Kansas and USC on ESPN at 9 o'clock. And then the latest game, 9:30, going to be Utah and Gonzaga on ESPN2 as well. Several big games there.
Yeah, and it would be the last time that Caitlin Clark will play in her home arena.
Wow, yeah.
Because they have the first two rounds at the hot top seed home gym, and then they move on to the regional site. So this is it for her career playing in the Iowa home arena there. Health, business, and science notes. The Great American Eclipse will be here on April 8th, bringing eye safety front of mind.
Damage can occur in under a minute. With prolonged exposure, patients can cause sometimes even permanent damage to their retina.
That is Dr. Andrew Osborne. He says the eye is quick to damage. It's only safe to look at the sun during totality, which only makes up a few minutes of the eclipse, and not at all here in Pensacola. So best advice from us. We're not medical professionals, but don't stare at the sun on April 8th.
Now that, my friend, is a hot take.
Unprotected sun exposure can lead to blind spots, distorted vision, and altered color perception.
And as I found out at Cat Country Spring Jam yesterday, it can also lead to mild sunburns, at least, especially on the back of your neck. New home sales dipped slightly in February as mortgage rates remain high. Figures from the Commerce Department show that sales of new single-family homes slipped 0.3% below January's revised annual rate of 664,000 units. That's still nearly 6% above last year's rate for February.
Life expectancy in the U.S. has gone up for the first time in 2 years. A CDC report released last week found that in 2022, life expectancy at birth was 77.5 years. The life expectancy rate still hasn't reached pre-pandemic levels, but COVID is not included in the top three leading causes of death in 2022. I guess that's progress.
Yes, and the Supreme Court on Tuesday will consider whether to limit access to a popular abortion pill. The Biden administration and manufacturer of the drug Mifepristone are seeking to reverse a lower court ruling that could make it more difficult for women across the country to obtain the medication. An appeals court ruled the FDA failed to follow proper procedures when it loosened regulations on the use of the drug. Exactly 6:45 here. We'll get another very quick check of the roads and weather. Been a pretty smooth hour so far, luckily. That appears to still be the case now. So if you are dealing with backups, wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long.
Stormy and windy conditions as we head overnight into Tuesday morning. We're already under wind advisory for gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. The storms will begin to move in at around 5-6 o'clock in the morning there on Tuesday. They'll start out west, they'll move in through the morning here in northwest Florida, and they'll be out by about 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon to the east. Some of the storms could produce damaging wind gusts, a couple tornadoes, and obviously some heavy rainfall. Highs will be in the 70s. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, taking a look at some pop culture notes. The big story of the day today is the L.A. home of rapper and businessman Sean Diddy Combs raided by Homeland Security over reported allegations of sex trafficking. That's according to multiple reports. TMZ also reporting that his Miami home was searched as well.
And the Golden Globes have a long-term home. The award ceremony will air on CBS for the next 5 years, starting January of 2025, after airing on the network this year. The new deal also includes the Globes being live streamed on Paramount Plus. NBC previously broadcasted the Globe starting in 1996 before dropping it in 2022 and picking it back up in 2023. I'm sorry, I'm laughing about something that I was thinking about earlier. I cracked myself up. Anyway, go ahead.
All right. You don't want to share with us? Or?
Nah, it's fine.
All right. One of the Happy Gilmore co-stars says Adam Sandler is working on a sequel to the comedy classic. Christopher McDonald, he is, of course, Shooter McGavin. In a recent interview, McDonald said he ran into Sandler about 2 weeks ago and that Sandler showed him a first draft script of Happy Gilmore 2. Austin, last hour you confessed to the entire world that you have not seen Happy Gilmore. I would encourage you to watch it, but of course I know that is a futile mission as well.
Okay,
so.
Look, so when I said I was laughing about something a moment ago, that's what I was laughing about. I saw the story and I remembered last hour, and I knew I was going to giggle if I read it, so I just went to Golden Globes.
Okay.
But yeah, since you just read it and brought that up, yeah, that's what I was laughing about. Yeah, I've never seen that, no. I mean, I recognize it. It's the golf film with Adam Sandler acting stupid. But yeah, no, I mean, I haven't seen it. But that's the thing. It's like I'm borderline pop culture savvy, you know? It's like I know things. I know Moneyball. I know Happy Gilmore. I just don't watch them.
All right.
Anyway, whatever. Kate Middleton and her husband, Prince William, say that they are enormously touched by messages of support. Princess of Wales, of course, announced late last week that she's in the early stages of chemotherapy after being diagnosed with cancer. In a statement on Saturday, a Kensington Palace spokesperson said, William and Kate are moved by the public's warmth and support. Kate didn't say what type of cancer was discovered after her major abdominal surgery back in January.
Yeah. Also, the movie review, just like in 1984, the answer's the same. The question, who you gonna call? Do you know, get that reference? Austin?
Yes, I get it.
All
it's
right.
Ghostbusters.
Just checking.
I love the song because, hey, do you know who the theme song's by?
No idea.
Yeah, Ray Parker Jr. I'm so great. Go ahead.
Ghostbusters Frozen Empire opened with an estimated $45.2 million. To top this weekend's box office, Dune Part 2 was in second place for the third straight week with $17.6 million.
And the Mega Millions and Powerball jackpots are nearing a combined total of $2 billion. Both continue to soar after no tickets matched all six numbers in the latest drawings. An estimated $800 million is on the line for tonight's Powerball drawing. Tuesday's Mega Millions jackpot is up to $1.1 billion if anyone beats the long odds.
And third season of the hit HBO series Euphoria is being delayed. That's according to Variety. An HBO spokesperson reportedly said the network and show creator Sam Levinson remain committed to making an exceptional third season. There have been reports, though, that the third season of the show has been scrapped altogether. So if you're a fan of Euphoria, potential good news for you on that front. We'll take a break there for the final time this evening, back with some wacky stories and good news to finish up. Pensacola right now.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to-do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
One weekend. Nine incredible events. From Molino to North Pace. From Beulah to downtown Pensacola. We have something for everyone this Easter. Join us for one of our fun-filled egg hunts on Saturday, March 3rd, or one of the powerful services on Sunday, March 31st. Discover more at PensacolaEaster.org. That's PensacolaEaster.org. Celebrate the joy of Easter with Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Finishing up a Monday edition of Pensacola Right Now. Joe and Austin with you. Thanks so much for tuning in. As we wind down here, if you're just joining us, a quick recap of today's top three stories. Here locally, a tragic update this afternoon. Last night, a three-year-old child was hit by an SUV along Blue Angel Parkway. And today, family members confirming that that child has died. Identified as Levi Austin Williams, his grandmother talked to Channel 3 today, saying that he was autistic and had crossed a fenced-in area during a family crawfish boil. Troopers say he walked out in front of the SUV and the driver could not stop in time. Definitely a tragic story there, and thoughts and condolences to the family on that. Donald Trump today says he will quickly post bond after an appeals court lowered the amount in his civil fraud trial. The court reduced the bond from $454 million to $175 million today and gave him 10 days to make the payment. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has canceled plans to send a delegation to Washington for discussions on the Israel-Hamas war. This comes after the U.S. decided against vetoing a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire, first time that the U.S. has taken that position on the U.N. resolutions that call for ceasefire. So Netanyahu's saying, oh, okay, I see where you guys are at, and saying we're not coming. Those are today's top three stories. Wacky stories here in the headlines before our last traffic update of this evening. Good news for you, Austin, provided you were ever become bald. Right now you have a very nice lock of hair.
A lock, a single lock of
hair. Not long enough to keep the sun off your neck.
That is correct, yes.
You shouldn't have cut off the mullet that you had when we first met.
The mullet.
That was a mistake.
Whatever.
But anyway, this is the biggest news for bald men since the shaved head look came into style. Toupees are back. In a big way, the New York Post did a write-up of how hyper-realistic ones are the hottest new flex. They've gotten a lot better since their heyday in the 80s. The good ones use real hair that's stitched into a piece of polyester thin enough to sweat through. They glue it to your scalp and give you the exact haircut you want. You can shower in it and go 6 months before it needs to be reapplied. The downside, they're not cheap. Good ones cost several thousands of dollars, and even those don't last too long. You might need a new toupee every year or so.
Right.
Your thoughts on that?
It's big news for rich bald people or people that have comfortable enough finances to pay for something like that. As you can see, I'm wearing a cap right now. If I were to, heaven forbid, go bald at any point, I would just continue to wear a cap. I think that's a far cheap. This cost me $30 online, so I think that's a far cheaper route there. And real quickly, before traffic and weather together, a lot of people wish they could vote for literally anybody else in the election this year, and now they can. A 35-year-old math teacher in Dallas just announced he's running for president after changing his name to first name literally, middle name anybody, and last name else, read it out loud, literally anybody else. A judge who didn't find it very funny ultimately signed off on the name change. So it's official. He even got a driver's license. Mr. Else filed the necessary paperwork with the Federal Election Commission. He's currently trying to get on the ballot in Texas as an independent. People in other states would have to vote for him as a write-in candidate. Speaking of driver's license. That was a 5 out of 10 segue there. Traffic and weather together here last time for this hour and this evening.
I think a 5 is being generous on that.
Okay, whatever. Who needs haters when you got buddies like Joe Ford here? Let's see. Looking at the roads, there's not too much going on. Looks like pretty smooth sailing. So if you're dealing with problems wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long.
Looking ahead to Tuesday, we have a high chance of rain Tuesday morning and a chance for severe weather Tuesday morning, too. The storms begin to move in around 5, 6 o'clock in the morning from the west. They're out of here as we get towards 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So through those morning commute hours and even those later morning hours, stay weather aware. Some storms on Tuesday morning could produce gusty winds, possibly some tornadoes, and very heavy rainfall. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, thanks, Joe. Listen, I was nice to you for the first 5 minutes of the program this afternoon.
The well ran dry quite fast.
The good news is that you have the podcast that you can go back and listen to anytime you want to remember what it was like to have me be nice to you.
I did listen to that. I'm like, let me see what that's like, because even though I've heard my voice on here time and time again, I wanted to see what it sounded like on there. That sounded all right. Yeah.
Covington, Kentucky. It's just across the border from Cincinnati. If you drive through town right now, it's hard to miss the new billboard that just went up. It looks like a Kraft mac and cheese ad at first, but it's just a photo of a guy eating mac and cheese. The sign says, quote, "This man consumes over 20 gallons of liquid cheese a year."
Ew.
People thought maybe it was a viral marketing stunt by Kraft, but it turns out it's part of an ongoing prank war between two coworkers. The man on the sign is Jake. He works with a guy named Jonathan, who recently snapped the photo of him eating mac and cheese at work. So Jake showed up to his job last week to find that Jonathan had handed out T-shirts with the same photo on them. Jake didn't find out about the billboard, though, until his sister saw it and called him that night. He admits he does eat a lot of cheese. He's not sure if it's 20 gallons a year, because he would never know. I never knew I would ever need to do the math. That's his quote there. Jonathan rented the billboard for a full month, so it'll be up for another 3 weeks, and it cost him about $1,200 to do. So the gauntlet has been thrown down. I would love to be able to follow this just to see what happens next and how bigger the pranks get going, because that's very funny there.
Yeah, big shoes to fill with $1,200. The California Highway Patrol posted to let people know that imaginary friends don't count in the carpool lane. California has fast track monitors you set yourself according to how many people are in your car. If you set it to 2 or 3, you get a discount on tolls. Some guy was using the express lane near San Francisco last Wednesday, and when his monitor scanned through, it said he had 3 people in his car, but a cop saw him driving alone and pulled him over. He had a t-shirt wrapped around his passenger seat and a bucket hat on the headrest, so that's passenger number 2. But there was no passenger number 3 at all. The Highway Patrol posted an image set to the song "You've Got a Friend in Me" from Toy Story.
You know that song?
Yes, I know that movie. I have seen Toy Story.
All right.
They said, quote, "Imaginary friends don't count as occupants." When setting a fast track transponder yesterday, this driver thought he could outsmart our officers on patrol, but failed. The standard fine for setting your transponder wrong is $238. My goodness.
Wow. People in New York tonight are popping into a bar in Brooklyn called the Mallard Drake to get their clothes ironed for free. A guy known as Iron Man has been doing it off and on since 2016. He irons clothes wearing a tuxedo on Monday nights, and it's first come, first served. You can bring something in and have it ironed, or give him the clothes off your back and he hands you a robe to wear while he does that for you for free. So a pretty cool service there.
Yeah, that's, absolutely.
Pretty awesome. All right, that'll do it for us on a Monday. Good to be back with you. We're back same time, same place tomorrow, 4 to 7. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.